Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, and now, as they say, for something entirely different. Okay, so most of you will be aware of a film that's out right now. It's called It Ends With Us, and it stars Blake Lively, and it deals with an abusive relationship. The film has been a huge hit, but both the movie and Blake Lively have been kind of dogged by controversy now since it came out, and some people actually think that Blake Lively is potentially on the verge of being cancelled. So here to break it down for us exactly what's going on is writer Anna Carey. Hi, Anna.
Hello. I mean, I'll break it down to the best of my ability, but this is a tangled web.
A lot of moving parts here.
But a
very, very modern moment, I think, isn't it?
Entirely, yeah. I mean, this is something that the sort of controversy that could not have existed, you know, even 10 years ago, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So first off, the film is based on a book by this writer, Colleen Hoover, who is a publishing phenomenon now.
Yeah.
The book itself had already caused controversy, hadn't it?
It did. It came out in 2016 and it was self-published. And it does, you know, present the story of this florist, Lily Bloom, very on-the-nose name, but who gets involved in this seemingly charming guy who gradually, it becomes clear, is abusive. And some people criticised it for romanticising abuse. Other people said, well, do you know what? This is a way of showing that what seems like a romantic relationship can actually be toxic. So there was a lot of talk about it from, you know, from the time it broke through as a publishing phenomenon. But it was only a matter of time, probably, because before it was made into a film.
Okay, and so the film then, so this actor, Justin Baldoni, he seems to have driven the project. He bought the rights to the book, he directed the film, he stars in it. Is he a good guy here?
Well, this is the thing. No one knows because there's all these rumours circulating, and it all comes essentially from people playing sort of sleuth and possible conspiracy theorist, you know, online on places like TikTok, where people are noticing things like he didn't pose with the stars and Colleen Hoover at the premiere. They all unfollowed him on Instagram, but he still follows them. What does it mean? And then these stories come out that he, you know, had a back problem. So he had to ask break Blake Lively's weight when they were filming, and she felt she was fat shamed for this. So all these stories circulate, like he must have done something. And then to counterbalance this, there are all the sort of attacks on Blake Lively herself, and a kind of, there's been almost a deep trawl through all her past utterances and behaviour.
Okay, and we'll spin it all out. Maybe you should actually tell some people, like, I'll give you a minute on this. Who's Blake Lively?
Well,
as a phenomenon.
This is the thing. She's not that famous.
No.
You know, I don't think my mother knows who Blake Lively is. But she did, she's 37 years old. She rose to fame in the noughties because she was one of the lead stars of Gossip Girl, which was like a hugely successful, like, teen drama. So a certain cohort would know exactly who she was. And then she took lead roles in, you know, a number of films, but none of them were really, she was in The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, which was like a big sort of young adult film. But she hasn't really been a sort of a marquee, you know, name. She's also, you know, turned a director in recent years. She directed the video for one of Taylor Swift's videos 3 years ago. And she is, of course, married to Ryan Reynolds, the hugely successful writer and actor.
And part of the Taylor Swift squad.
Yes, very much so.
Okay. So she's been fronting a lot of the promotion. Before we get to the appropriateness of some of the promotion of this film, she kind of was acting like she made this film and it was all her idea. And
I mean, I think possibly as a writer, I'm more sensitive to this part than others, but she was literally saying on the red carpet one event that, you know, she and Ryan Reynolds, her husband, rewrote an entire scene. And at the same event, the actual script writer was asked about, you know, working on the film, and said that her name is Christy Hall. And she said, this particular scene is what I'm most proud of. And then, you know, so there's a lot of taking credit credit for things, that, you know, films are very much a collective effort. I think it's kind of a bad look to say things like, I chose loads of the music. It was all my actual clothes in the film, because, you know, you're not really giving credit to the actual team. And that leaves a kind of a bad taste in
the mouth. There was an off note there.
Yeah.
But then I think the real off note was the nature and tone of maybe not Justin, in fairness, but Blake Lively's promotional antics around the film.
Yeah,
for a film that was about an abusive
relationship. Yeah, I think there was very much a sense among quite a lot of people online that she was promoting it kind of like it was this year's Barbie, you know, and that it and Deadpool, the new Deadpool and Wolverine film that her husband made, were like the equivalent of Barbenheimer last year. Like, this was the one for, you know, to dress up and go and see with your girlfriends.
Okay.
This was the one for the boys, in inverted commas. You know, it felt like a very much a simplification of, you know, of both the film and also very deeply inappropriate thing. Like, she was saying things like, grab your friends, wear your florals, go and see it together, because you're all going to like dress up to go and see a film about domestic violence, which does strike a sour note.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying to you there, I saw a kind of a coffee morning kind of style video she did with Colleen Hoover and two of the other actresses. Mm. And they were talking to each other about what's your star sign and all this. And it was all very, it was as if they
frothy.
Had made a, yeah, frothy
yeah.
is the word. Yeah. So then this is now those. So look, they're tonal off notes, you could say. But this has now snowballed into everyone hating on Blake Lively, and they're dragging up all these other kind of reasons now that she's a bad person.
They are. I mean, some of them, you know, it's kind of clutching at straws. But then some of them, like, she did have a lifestyle, sort of online lifestyle magazine 10 years ago that did run a piece, like a fashion spread, called The Allure of Antebellum. And of course, the antebellum period is like the Deep South in America before the Civil War, which was a very, very bad time for a lot of people, and essentially like the epitome of white supremacy. So that was, and like, I can tell you, in 2014, people knew that was bad.
Yeah.
It's not like this was a, you know, a long
and
time
she got married in a plantation as
she
well.
She did
didn't
get
she?
Married
and apologized.
In a plantation.
Yeah.
And apologized for it, but kind of only after she was criticized. So
okay.
That speaks to, if you're being most generous, cluelessness. And that is being generous.
Okay.
So, you know,
and old interviews where she wasn't nice.
She wasn't. Yeah. There's an interview where she had previously like announced her pregnancy publicly. And when the interviewer on video says, you know, oh, congratulations, because this is, you know, this is a public, the publicly known thing. It's not like seeing somebody thinking they look like they might have a bit of a bump and saying, oh, you know, when's it due? Like, it's not that. And Blake Lively is so mean to the poor interviewer. She's like, oh, nice bump to her, which is shockingly horrible. And also, you know, I think when somebody's doing a promo for films, it's kind of your job to just, it's their job to be professional and not sort of, you know, sneer or belittle somebody who's, you know, being paid a lot less than you.
Yeah, I would say I think every journalist has walked out of at least one interview feeling about 2 inches tall after just being, you know, the person's in a bad mood or whatever, doesn't give you the time of day, but just makes you, they can make you feel so small.
They can, so, and it's not a good look.
No. So, has Justin Baldoni said anything about any of this or?
No. And this is the thing about this whole phenomenon. I think why it is kind of mesmerizing in a really weird and, you know, bizarre way is that nobody actively involved has said anything. The closest that anyone's come to is the sort of other love interest in the film, who has his name is Brendan Sklenar, and he's just given this vague statement about, you know, rumors and negativity being projected online, but none of the sort of main participants have said a single thing, which of course leaves a vacuum for all this fan speculation. And this is, you know, what makes it such a new phenomenon, because this is something that is like TikTok, people on TikTok show, you know, sharing old videos, reacting to them, analyzing people's body language, you know, on red carpets. And I don't know what
this is a common thing now, this obsessive online fandom, yes?
Very much so. And, you know, Colleen Hoover does have, you know, devoted, very, very devoted fans. And she is, you know, her success is partly attributable to, you know, the whole book talk phenomenon, which in many ways, you know, is great for writers and readers, but, you know, can encourage this very obsessive focusing on the actual people behind the creative work, which, you know, I don't think is necessarily good for anybody, and then has people speculating about, like, somebody faced left in this photo. This means, you know, they haven't spoken for 2 years.
And tell me, is there an element of, you know, misogyny here towards Blake Lively, or is there an element of, I mean, look, Blake Lively could slightly come across as a bit smug.
Yes.
You know, Taylor friend, one half a golden couple.
Yeah.
Are people enjoying taking her down a peg or two? Is there an element to that? Yeah.
Yes, I think there definitely is. And I think, you know, we have to watch that tendency that probably, you know, a lot of us have a bit where, you know, it does seem somebody who's sort of like this slightly smarmy, very pleased with themselves, you know, blonde, waspy princess.
How dare she?
How dare she be any of these things? So, you know, there is an element of that, definitely.
Yeah. So the film is flying, doing very well.
Thing.
Is Blake Lively in trouble here?
I don't think you can be unless she does something really horrific, because she is, you know, it's been the number one film in America. Her and her husband have become the first couple, like married couple, to have like joint, you know, top of the box office films in America since Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, like in the early 90s. Once you can, I think the box office is the most important thing, and she has now proved that she can headline a top film.
And so Blake Lively is not worrying about you and me having this conversation.
She is.
Blake Lively wins again.
The back in
wins again. Okay. There's a texter here who seems to have actually seen the film. In fairness, it was a survivor story with a strong woman finish. Great film, funny and romantic. So there you go.
That's probably why people are going to see it.
Yeah. Anna Carey, thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.